is how I feel. I don't need a pill, I'm just a weirdo. That's just how I feel. I don't need a pill, I'm just a weirdo. That's just how I feel. I don't need a pill, I'm just a weirdo. Shrink. Sometimes it's gray, motherfucker, sometimes it's pink. I don't need to think, yo, I just need to be. Being myself is a fucking priority. Professional Weirdo Podcast again. I'm making another build of Nightmare Puppeteer, my animation making game program, whatever the fuck it is. Coming soon to Steam. You can go look it up there, Nightmare Puppeteer. But anyway, it's building, so I don't have anything to do. So let's go jump in and look at some of the... There was a couple questions down here in the Discord. This thing has a Discord. You can find it in the link in the show notes if you want to ask me a question through there. Or if you want to leave a voice message and ask a question there, you can do that too. But anyway, let's go. Let's look. Scarmuse asks, got any job offers for the animation slash video game industry in your career? What do you think about the animation slash video game industry? Did I get job offers? Not like lower level ones. Like, do you want to work as an animator on this project? But I mean, way back when I was doing the movie stuff, I got invited to meet with the president of Cartoon Network and like, all this stuff like that. So those weren't really job offers, but you know, those are opportunities to further your career if that's what you wanted to do. I didn't want to do that. Wasn't interested in it. Video games? No, I have never had any contact with any video game company, video game, whatever. And I mean, why? I haven't put anything out worthy of note yet, but in the next year or two I will be doing that. But no, I never got any offers, but I did have opportunities like those meetings and stuff. But it may seem strange, but I'm not saying that people who are looking to do that are desperate, but I'm just saying I never operated from a place of desperation. Like, you know how a lot of people are like, oh my God, I'm going to go to Cartoon Network and meet with the president. Like, I didn't care. I'm like, Cartoon Network, whatever. It was cool in the 90s with Toonami when Dragon Ball Z was on there. And now it's just fucking garbage. It's been garbage for a long time, in my opinion. So I was just like, whatever. Who's this dude? I don't know who he is. Who is he? He's just some fucking suit. He's just some talking head guy that got his job through his family connections or through kissing ass or fucking... whatever. So I'm just like, I don't care. What do I want to meet that guy for? What is he going to do? Go, we can let you make cartoons. And I'm like, bitch, I'm already making cartoons. Well, we could put them on TV. Fuck TV. I don't watch TV. I don't want to have anything to do with TV. We'll put them on the internet. I'm already on the fucking internet. What do I need you for? Oh, so we can tell you what to do. And you know, yeah, so we'll own you. So we can recommend an agent and a management company for you, and then you'll be their bitch, and you'll have to do what they say. Then your soul will die eventually. But the desperate person will go, what about money? You can make a lot of money. It's like, bitch, I figured out how to make money on my own without any of these motherfuckers, so why do I need them now or never? I don't. So, yeah. I've just been always real sure of what I wanted to do, and I don't want to work for other people in that way. I don't want to work for people that are going to tell me what I should and shouldn't do with my art, right? Like right now I'm doing something that's like software in Nightmare Puppeteer. It's a tool for making animation. So I'm very open to the people who are using it and testing it with their ideas and their needs and wants and things that they want it to be, which I will consider. And I do my best to, you know, work it in there if it makes sense for what it's supposed to be. But when it comes down to making films and animation, even music, that's my art. That's just like my expression. I'm not doing it to try to make money. I'm not doing it to try to be famous. None of those things. It's just like my pure expression. So I want to keep it that way. And, you know, people, oh, what about money? What are you going to do? Like I said, I do something totally different from money. The things I create have nothing to do with that. So I don't have to worry about it, which is awesome. So which I've said over and over my podcast now for a long time, my videos, like, I recommend you doing something else for money and not trying to use your creativity or your passion in that way. If it's some creative thing, don't try to make a living with it, because it'll eventually just kill you and your soul. So keep them separate is my advice. So what do I think about the animation video game industry? I don't like anything they make. Like, video games I do, of course. Like, I like the Dark Souls games. I like Nuclear Throne. Vlambeer is that company. There's lots of little game companies and big game companies I like. But as far as animation, now, outside of some random stuff from Japan, I don't think very much of the animation industry. I mean, what are they doing? What is it, Pixar? Like, fucking Pixar's lame as fuck. All that, like, that car. I never liked the cartoony shit. Like, hey, look at me, I'm animated. Hey, kids, woo-ah-woo-ah. Like, I never liked that. For me, I love animation as a medium, right? Like, stop-motion puppets and weird little 3D characters. I like that stuff. But I always used it, you know, I looked at it, like, for me as a creator, as a way that I told stories. I wanted to tell stories. I wanted to get this thing across. I didn't have real people. I couldn't get real people. So animation was the only way I could do that. So it's more of a means to an end for me, like, through pursuing that end and making stuff. You know, I came to love animation, and when I was a kid, I loved Gumby and stuff like that. But I don't like cartoony shit. Like, I never did. So with Nightmare Puppeteer, that's why I'm pushing the cartoony thing. Like, iTunes, interactive cartoons, kills cartoons, fuck your cartoons. Are they interactive? Then they suck. Nightmare Puppeteer, interactive cartoons. So yeah, I don't think much. I think there's more creativity and more passion in the video game industry than animation now. So yeah, that's just my random opinion on that stuff. Mycon asks, could be kind of a shitty thing to ask, but how much do you make? But what, who is this, the IRS in here? Is this are you an IRS agent trying to come into this Discord and be like, sir, what is your income? I'm not looking for a number, they say. What I wonder is, do you survive? And considering how much time and effort animation, especially video games, take to make, do you have the constant fear of running out when nobody knows that you exist in these God-forbidden lands? No. Because, see, I'm a pretty smart dude. And you don't have to be a fucking genius to figure out how to manage your finances once you get out of the fucking bullshit. Like, there's this dude someone sent me recently, this dude on YouTube, Tech Lead. And he kind of goes through the whole thing, like, how to get rid of your expenses, like, how to live cheap and blah, blah, blah. I've kind of always known that stuff. But, what is it? How do you survive? Well, I'm smart. I'm savvy. I'm an investor. I continue to invest. And I continue to do okay, so that I don't have to worry about year to year what I'm going to do. So animation, video games, all the things I make have nothing to do with money. Luckily, I don't have to care. If anything I make and ever makes a dollar, and if no one ever sees it, I don't care. No, it doesn't harm me at all. Like, my financial life is completely separate, going on in its own direction, completely different thing, has nothing to do with it. So it's just like, just imagine, I mean, I'm not a day trader, but imagine if you're a day trader and, like, you just had to spend an hour a day doing money work, money stuff, and then you have the other fucking 15 hours of your waking day to do whatever the fuck you want. So that's pretty much how I have it. So I still need to put a little time into things, but it's minimal. It's like, it's probably like 5 hours a week. But again, I don't have a car. I'm not fucking driving a Lamborghini. I'm not trying to buy a Tesla. I'm not doing all this fancy shit. I live a very simple life. So yes, IRS agent. IRS agent, I'm under the poverty level, IRS agent. I don't even have a need to file taxes because I don't make enough money. So IRS agent, you know, go chase the guy across the street with the Tesla. Also, do you feel disgusting about selling out when you're in a dip? I've never sold out, so I don't know what you mean. Do you mean like if I was desperate for money that I would like do something I didn't want to do, I guess? No, I've never had to do that, so I don't know what that feels like. And I guess would that feel disgusting? Well, it depends what selling out is to you. Like just doing work you want to do is not selling out. Like selling out is compromising your values as a person for money. So it's like, you think fucking pedophilia is evil, and then you get hired by some fucking fashion thing to make fucking pedophile animations or something. Like, I think that was selling out. Not like, I want to work on my first person shooter, but I have to go work at Quiznos. Like, that's not selling out. That's just doing what you have to do to survive, motherfucker. So, and it's weird. Mycon, are you an American? Because yeah, it's weird how people in America, like, they care so much about how much money you make and how you live and all this stuff. And it's like, eh, I've been to other places in the world, a lot of places where people aren't like that, and it is weird. It's like when you meet people and they're like, so what do you do? And it's like, what the fuck, dude? I don't even know you. Like, what about, who are you? Where do you work for? What's your rank? It's this weird thing. Like, Americans are fucking weirdos. Like, you know, my wife's from a European country, and so we're always talking, you know, like, and I'm a strange, you know, I'm not strange, I'm a strange American. So, like, normal Americans are fucking weird with that kind of stuff. What do you do? What's your income bracket? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, why do you care, dude? Who are you? The IRS? Fuck off. But yeah, it's kind of cool. I don't have any fear of running out of money, because I'm smart and I work hard and I stay on top of shit. So I guess if you were lazy, or maybe you were gambling, I'm not gambling. But no, it's like confidence. When you have confidence, you have like, there's fake confidence, like there's, you know, pomp and like fucking peacocking where people are pretending to be confident, like, hey, look at me, I'm confident, and like doing these things. No, when I say this stuff, like, I'm really confident, I know what I'm doing. And of course, nobody knows everything, and fucking everything can crash down, whatever. But then I figure something else out to do. But my philosophy on that always has to keep fucking neck zero debt if possible, lowest amount of debt. Fucking keep your expenses down. I don't have a phone. I don't want a phone in the first place, but I don't pay that $100 or $150, whatever it is, for a phone. Like I said, I don't have a car, so I'm not paying for gas, insurance, blah 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 blah. I'm dieting all the time, so I don't eat a lot of food. I'm not into fancy shit. I'm not into trinkets. My wife's not into fucking diamonds or gold or what any of that. So it's really just money for food and for health, buying supplements, stuff like that. But yeah, people would probably be surprised. I mean, again, go check out that tech lead dude on YouTube. He talks a lot about how to live within your means and how to lower your fucking means so you're not a slave, to your life, in that way, trying to sustain it. But yeah, it's like he talks a lot about, like, yeah, if you're paying fucking $4,000 a month in rent, like, dude, you're just fucked anyway. Like, you're just gonna have that over your head. So live cheap. What's that saying? That stupid saying, get rich or die trying. Should be like, live cheap and no, wait. Die cheap? No, I don't know. I'd have to rethink about that. But there's something we found in it, and my build is almost finished, so that will be wrapping up this podcast. But I'll just say here at the end, it's like that thing about not caring and being obscure, not knowing anyone knows who you are. Like, I've really never cared about that. It's like cool if you're paying attention or other people are, but I don't like, I appreciate it, of course. When I say I don't care, I'm not saying like, go away, don't watch me, don't listen to me. I'm saying I don't care and that I don't need that validation. Like, I'm doing this because I want to do it. When I had a band like that used to play in real life, we just loved playing. We liked our songs. We'd play for fucking no one, and we have. We played shows for nobody, for zero people. We just go out in public and put on concerts for nobody, and some random fucking junkie dude come around and be like, hey man, you guys rock. But A lot of people say that, but they can't like live it or walk it. Like they can talk the talk, but they can't walk the walk. Like, oh, I'm just so passionate about this. And it's like, would they do it in a vacuum? Would they do it if they were alone, locked in a room and no one was watching? If they couldn't go on the internet and share what they were doing on Instagram or fucking whatever? No, most of them would not. But I can say with 100% confidence that I would. I would still be doing all the stuff I'm doing if no one was watching. If there was no people, if everyone was dead and it was just me, then I'd fucking program some AI to be my audience and interact with them. Like, I just like enjoy all this stuff. I'm just fascinated with it. It's just exciting. So, yeah, I know it may seem weird, but I was born into a lower middle class family in a lower middle class neighborhood. So I was never wealthy. I was never privileged with money or anything like that. But I still have never been desperate for it, in that I didn't compromise myself to get it. I don't worship people who have a lot of money. Like one of my old friends is the quote richest artist in the world. I never was like, hey man, can you give me some money? You're so rich. And like, hey, please. Like I've never, that's just not me. You know, if I want something, I'll just go, all right, let me figure out how to get it. All right, what work do I need to put in? What do I need to do? Research it, et cetera, et cetera. So you prepare for things so you don't have that fear. And of course, there's stuff that some things no one could ever foresee, where if you are investing or doing something with money or markets, stuff like that, you know, things could crash, you never know, but you should have backup plans, you should have different ideas. So like my little thing I did on the side when I first got into games was I made this thing called the Strange School, and I just made a couple courses, and that made way more money than I thought it would with me doing nothing. And I still get like $200 a month from those classes from like 2015, I think, and I don't do anything. So then things like that, like you put little feelers out, and I was like, all right, if I went hard on those classes and all the other different things I know, because now it's animation, filmmaking, game development, fucking music production, blah, blah, blah. Like I do all this shit. If I went hard and made really good online classes for all that stuff, you know, I can make a pretty good passive income just from that. But, you know, I'd rather work on my project. So if I have to, I'll go do that. But I'm just saying that takes away the fear. Because you know, like, oh, I can do these things. If not that, I'll do something else. But I've said it before on this podcast, Nikola Tesla, who I think is the greatest fucking human being of our modern age, who created all this shit. Your computer wouldn't be on. Wouldn't have any fucking power in your house. It wasn't for him and a million other things. When he was 30 years old, he worked as a fucking ditch digger because no one would fund his projects and he needed to raise the money himself to continue his experiments. He didn't feel sorry for himself. He didn't go, oh, what am I going to do? He just like did what he had to do. And that's what everybody can do. So on that life tip, living and money, yeah, I really recommend. I just started watching that Tech Lead channel, but I really like that guy's stuff. Even if he's playing a character or whatever, it's a lot of really useful information, I think practical. And just kind of flipping America on its head, because I thought that myself. He was talking about why people wanted this fancy shit and live in a fancy apartment. You know, when I was a teenager, when I was like 15 or 16, was I 16? It was like the junior prom or something, right? And everyone's like, oh, you got to go to the prom. And I had a girlfriend at the time. And they're like, oh, you got to go to the prom. You got to rent a car and get a corsage and rent a suit and do all the shit. And I didn't want to do it, right? I was like, well, I can go rent a car and put a suit on, like, whatever. But then I came to realize a lot of the other people who wanted to do the prom, the guys, like, didn't have girlfriends and probably hadn't copulated before. So for them, it was like this opportunity to copulate, like, oh, fancy car and clothes and ask this girl out and like spend all this money and then go to a hotel room and she'll have sex with you, right? So I was already having sex. I had a girlfriend. So I was just like, why don't I need to spend all this money just to have sex? I can do that without all this shit. So I didn't do it. I didn't go to the prom. And that's kind of how going through life, I'm just like, what do you want all this stuff for? Like, what? Who are you trying to impress? Like when I was younger, I got all into weightlifting and bodybuilding. And then after a while, I was like, hey, wait, only men like this. Like, there's only other men looking at me. There's only other men complimenting me on how strong I am. Like, if I'm trying to do this for women, there's no fucking women here. Women don't care, and they don't like these fucking giant muscles anyway. It looks stupid. So there's a lot of stuff like that. So, you know, who you try to impress? I'm not trying to impress anybody except with my work. I'm trying to impress you and the world as a whole with my work. That's who I'm trying to impress. So I put everything into that. If you try to play that other game where you try to impress people with your car or your house or your money or whatever, like, you know, all the Western fucking pop culture shit. Check out, you know, that was the MTV Cribs. That was like the first thing. Check out my crib. I got a golden toilet. Oh, this shit's on credit. I'm in debt. And then you have the people who can own it, like the fucking Saudi Arabian sheikhs and stuff. They're like, oh, my golden palace, my golden toilet. I kill 800 babies to flush my toilet. And it's like, dude, that's just pathetic, man. Like, in the Western world, the shit pop culture, the degenerate fucking trash pop culture that is mass media and pop culture in the West and America wants you to worship that because you're chasing a happiness you can never attain because you always want more and more and more and more and more. You still have that black empty hole inside of you. You can't fill it with fucking money or shiny things. It's filled with fucking real experiences where you're sharing your spirit and soul with other humans, like through your creations. Sing a fucking song that you wrote and you know, in front of a crowd of 50 people and make eye contact with them all. Like, that's something you can't buy, and that's something that's powerful. So, yeah, my bill's done. I got to go test this and see if it works. If it's good, I'm going to put it up on Steam as an update. But, yeah, Professional Weirdo Podcast, until next time, bye. Yeah. Do it for the money, do it for the call of it all. Swing like a back in time and say fuck y'all. You cry and whine, just wanna be stars. All shining over and they say, Dad, can you drop me Pixar? Cause I got blue hair and I'm hella gay. Coming from nowhere, coming from nothing. And I'll beat the motherfucking stuffing out of anyone in this world. Got a transformer, a girl. When it comes to this creative shit, wanna take me on, better make some movies and I make spit. Make some motherfucking games, I was staying fit for the dames. Like I said a long time ago, I don't stack paper. I spit rhymes, go lines, stack animation frames. Wanna compete with me, you better be a fucking beast. I'm a beast from nowhere.